content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Yes.
Good. I bet Santa knows what you want for Christmas. Would you like a dolly?
No.
Would you like an easy bake oven?
Nope.
I know. Do you want a pretty princess playset?
No.
Okay, little girl. You're going to have to tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
I want the angry snowman.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, and we stream live everywhere and anywhere all across the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And if you don't know me by now, my name is Aaron, and yes, I'm here till 1 o'clock as always. So, hope you're enjoying yourself on this very wet, rainy Vancouver day. It's not beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Oh, well, it's mellow. Start off with a bunch of tracks from the Angry Snowmans. From the What We Do Is Festive release, we heard a track called Horror Christmas, and that's going back a few years. And from their brand new 7-inch EP, What Makes an Elf, Build Toys, we heard Naughty Children Suck, their take of on a Meat Men cover, and Christmas Spirits Dying, which is a take on Zero Boy Civilization's Dying. And Angry Snowman's playing Victoria at Logan's Pub next Saturday. So you might want to get yourself on a ferry and over there to see Angry Snowman's and Cardi 7 at Logan's. So going to get back into the show. Going to hear a release that I played last week, and I've been listening to it continuously. It's a new release, although the recordings on it aren't that new. But, pretty new to me and pretty new to a lot of you. It's a 7-inch that has been in press for a long time and an unreleased 12-inch EP, or a recording for a 12-inch EP on the Riot City Records label. Yeah, the band was from Leeds. They were called The Underdogs. And, we're going to hear another track off their punk demos collection. This track is called Love in a Hate Bomb on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
We'll be right back. Start to fight. Together, like little ones, witness to boys, man, they want to break. They're just gonna kick. Fuzzy scopes everywhere. Look at the place, they don't care. Make victims sweat outside of sports. City cowboys all around. Look at the place, they don't count. When it's fixed, pistols lay on there. Yeah.
Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, FNIS 401M, Politics, Protocol, and Place in Indigenous Performing Arts, is a three-credit course being taught by Tsimshian scholar Michael D'Angeli in Term 2.
This course will engage with a wide array of Indigenous performing arts presented in unceded Coast Salish territories to explore the artistic response to settler colonialism. please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And at the start of the set, we heard from the Underdogs from the Punk Demos collection, Love in a Hate Bomb. And I really urge anybody into the second wave of UK punk to check this act and this record out. It's the recordings are from 1982 to 1984, and it's on Common People Records. Definitely, definitely worthwhile. Followed with the Rotten UK from the Bloody Hell 7-inch release. We heard a track called Last Stand, newish act that I've just become familiar with, who are really good. Followed with Ultraviolent from the Crime for Revenge 7-inch reissue release on Static Shock Records. We had a track called Where Angels Dare Not Tread. And yeah, this is a very sought-after release, the original on Riot City. But yeah, the new one, they just can't keep it in print. It just keeps selling out because it's one of the best 7-inch releases to come out on the Riot City label, and definitely one of the most hardcore records to come out on the roster as well. And yeah, that's all they did was the three tracks, but a lot of acts covered their stuff, including a band I was in last year. We did a cover of Crime for Revenge, and yeah, very influential, even though the band was short-lived. Singer went on to be in English Dogs. Followed with the Squats from the Noise Overdose reissue release, and it's on La Vida and Muse Records, and the track we heard was called City Cowboys. They're originally from the Netherlands, and it's going back to the early 80s. And from 2015, from the Acid Rain demo from New York City's Primitive Pact, we heard a track called Mutilated. And right now we're going to get into the latest release from Crown Court. It's called Rock and Roll. It's on Rebellion Records. And the track we're going to hear is called Stretch on Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, FNIS 401M, Politics, Protocol, and Place in Indigenous Performing Arts, is a three-credit course being taught by Tsimshian scholar Michael D'Angeli in Term 2.
This course will engage with a wide array of Indigenous performing arts presented in unceded Coast Salish territories to explore the artistic response to settler colonialism. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Crown Court. Their latest 7-inch release is called Rock and Roll. They are a very mean-sounding oi band from the mean streets of London. The name of the track we heard was called Stretch, and you can find this one out on the Mighty Rebellion Records. Followed with an act from Texas. They're called Thug Boots, and we heard a track called Fleur de Leave. Newest track from theirs. And we followed with The Strike from the Skins and Pins volume, or Skins and Punks Volume 2 release. Originally came out on Oi Records, reissued this year, courtesy of Step One. On vinyl, Agony of a Nation. And yeah, The Strike featuring Fergus McLeod, who played in a band out here called Emergency. Yeah, they've just recently gotten back together, played some shows in Hamilton, and they're playing some show, playing the Rebellion Festival in the UK this year. So if you got money to burn and want to see an awesome 4-day music festival in August, get yourself over to the Rebellion Fest, where The Strike will be playing, followed with Last Crusade, their self-titled 7-inch release on Rebellion Records, Rebellion and Long Shots, and we heard a track called Dead Beat, and this band's kind of got a Canadian and British connection, at least they show one Canadian flag, one British flag, yeah. And then from the Betrayed side, from the Skins and Punks Volume 2 release, we heard a track called Don't Waste Space. I don't remember this track being on the original, and it sounds a lot different than their other stuff, so I'm thinking it's kind of a bonus track, although it doesn't mention anything of the sort. But anyhow, got about 50 minutes left to go in the show. Played this act a few weeks back, and it was a hit. From St. Louis, Missouri, this is Vale on Generation Annihilation.
Yeah. After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR. And, why can't I hear myself? I'm wearing the wrong headphones. Now I'm feeding back. Okay. Starting things off. What did we start out with? Geez, I'm out of sorts here. We started things off with Veil from their self-titled demo. We heard a track called Death Experience, followed with an act going back to 1986 from a record that year as well. No Good, No Evil from the Smart Pills on Blurred Records. Heard a track called Naked Nun. Excellent release. You don't see it around too often. It's not worth a lot of money, but it's pretty scarce. I've never seen it myself, other than my own copy. Followed with Exit Order from their self-titled 7-inch release. We heard a track called Take the Bait. And from the UK's Potential Threat from the Demand and Alternative reissue, we heard a track called Nuclear Threats. And then we heard a demo from this year from an act from Winnipeg, Manitoba called Whip. And the name of the track was called No Shame. So, yeah, Coleman and Power Chord are up next. And, I'm going to talk about a few things before I go. Like I said, next weekend at Logan's Pub in Victoria, BC, we got the Angry Snowmans. That'll be worth checking out. And, on New Year's Eve, that's obviously December 31st, We've got No Means No at the SBC Cabaret. Only they're not doing No Means No, they're doing Ramones, so that'll be a real rockin' show. And they'll be playing with the Tubuloids. And I heard about this today. This is coming up in June 9th, so a long ways away. But yeah, mark that in your this on your calendar for the New Year's Eve here in Vancouver, BC. We don't know where the venue is, but we got Disorder all the way from the UK, classic act from the second wave of UK punk. And they'll be playing with Total Abuse from Texas, Vancouver's Weed, Absolute from Toronto, The Spectres from here, The Narcoleptics from New York City, Mutant Itch from California, The Dark from California, Vacant Life from here, or from Washington, Bedbugs from California, Golden Path, Oath, Nasty from Washington, War Tribe from California, The Ointment from Oregon, Chemos from Oregon, City Fuckers from California, Dog's Body from California, Locals Conform, Last Case, Cloaca and Paranoia. So that should be a pretty cool show. The Have a Good Laugh Festival from June 9th to June 12th in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Yeah, mark that one on your calendar. It'll be really cool. And another one, if you haven't marked this one on your calendar, you should definitely do so. January 17th at the Astoria. This is going to be killer. All the way from Toronto, Ontario. Haven't played here for about a good 8 years. We're talking about Career Suicide from Toronto, Ontario. They'll be playing with Vacant State, Oaf, and Long Knife. So, yeah, that's January 17th. And we're going to leave you with a track from Career Suicide. This is from their debut release. It was originally on Kangaroo Records in 2002. Got reissued by 2006 on Deranged. It's about a very good friend of mine. And a certain incident that happened to him. I'm talking about Johnzo from Hong Kong Blonde, and he used to sing in the band Fratricide. This is a song about him from Toronto's Career Suicide, and it's called Johnzo's Leaking Radiation. Probably won't be here next weekend. Next weekend after that is Boxing Day, so if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas. Check out the playlists and podcast of this show online, www.generationannihilation.com. And you can always like us on Facebook. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. This is Career Suicide.
Yeah! Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze.